Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
Mr. Nick Foles, Malcolm Jenkins, Zach Ertz. What they have to say about the upcoming matchup. We'll play some of that sound here as well as we're live with Deuce McAllister's Old State Kitchen and Tap. Jay Hardgrave, welcome to the weekend part two.
I got some Eagles stuff for you.
Oh, okay. We got Eagles stuff.
For all the Eagles fans. Here we go. A flying Eagle.
Okay.
Old turkey buzzard. Old turkey buzzard.
Rebecca Black's uncle.
Nope, I'm going to make all Eagles fans run away from New Orleans.
Yep, there you go.
Thought that was Rebecca Black's uncle. Oh.
Run, Eagles, run.
There it is.
Actually, I'd take the first song. It was better.
Really?
Yeah, than this, yeah.
Not a shot.
No, it was better.
Rebecca Black, baby. Every single Friday, Sports Hangover, hour number two. Jay Hargrave, Gus Kattengill with you. George the intern. Even Brian and Nola East has decided to have a little lunch here as well. What?
Eagle fans are out, man. The
Eagle
jerseys
fans are out.
The jerseys are everywhere. That's they are going to travel well.
Little Hawkins over there. Look, it should be a fun atmosphere and weekend here as well. We've been looking at some of the matchups of the four games tomorrow. The early game, 3:35 on NBC. It's the Colts at the Chiefs, followed by on Fox, Cowboys and Rams. Colts and Chiefs, Cowboys and Rams. And on Sunday, the early game, it's the Chargers and Patriots, followed by the Eagles and Saints, CBS, and, of course, Fox for your black and gold. Give us your takes, who you like in those games. When it comes specifically to the Saints, I want a score. Then I also want a player on offense and a player on defense needs to step up, have a big game, you think, for the Saints to win. Mike, Eagles fan over here, having a little lunch, said, 34-17?
No,
31-24.
The other one was 34-17, right?
Yeah,
got a couple other scores.
There's a lot of 17s.
They're coming
in?
Yeah. On Facebook and on Twitter, here are some of the scores that's being sent to Jordan.
So we have 35-14 Saints, 35-20 Saints, 52-17 Saints.
52-17?
37-24 Saints, 38-17 Saints, 31-17 Saints. 27-17 Saints.
That's what I have.
38-17 Saints. We have Mike's, which was 31-24 Eagles, and then 27-20 Saints.
I have 27-17, and I think it's a game that's going to be close and really going to be determined, I think, third, fourth quarter, if not really in the fourth quarter when you look
you
at it. And
nope,
again,
I'm from Cleveland. It's going to be 14-14.
14-14. That's what you
can't help yourself.
Can't
tell you something. If it's a tie, that place will be I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles lead after the first quarter. I wouldn't be surprised if it's tied or a three-point game at halftime. I think the Saints defense gets better as the game goes along. I think you've seen the Saints be able to win some tight games and close games, get out to it. I think since it is Foles, since it is a little different on how they're running, you heard Mike just sit there and say, look, they need to use Sproles more. Use their run game a little more. That eats up clock, right, if they get some first downs. And we saw Pittsburgh in the game that's being replayed right now on the NFL Network, the Saints and Steelers game. It was 14-6 at this point in the second quarter. That's what I'm saying. I can sort of see something like that where that opening drive or two, the Eagles are showing something that, you know, they have to adjust to, and they will. And the Saints offense has to adjust to, and they will. Because obviously when you get throttled 48-7, you're going to make changes.
Exactly.
Right? So what do the Saints do? Do you go to what worked in that first game? Do you come out firing the football? Do you try to establish the run game? You know, Mark Ingram really hadn't been a bit of a factor here as well, and I think you're going to have to establish him some way, shape, or form this postseason for the Saints to get to where they want to get to. I really do. Kamara is a matchup that you have in your back pocket. You can sort of use. I wonder if he's maybe that third down sort of play here, right? I think Kamara can also be used as a guy to help Drew Brees find where he needs to go and see what the Eagles are going to do. I'd expect Alvin Kamara to be used in motion a ton in that first quarter to kind of get an idea what the defense is going to sort of do. You have Michael Thomas in your back pocket. That slant's unstoppable. Robert Meacham yesterday on the show said, expect some double moves to your point that you're seeing, but probably setting it up a first. Or Deshaun just say, you know what, let's go get 7 to 14 points in the first quarter and put them, because I do not think they have an offense that gets into an air raid attack. You know what I'm getting at? So do you try to go put this game out of reach in that first quarter, or do you try to see what they try to do and almost kind of, not a cautious approach, but a smart and cautious approach?
You just hit the nail on the head of what has to happen. Everybody who watched that game with Avante Maddox last week with the double moves that Chicago put on him is going to sit there and say, all we got to do is run double moves on Avante Maddox and we're going to beat him. That's the absolute worst thing you can do. What do you think Doug Peterson is working on all week long in practice? Mm-hmm. Don't bite and don't go for the first move. So what's going to be open? The first move. You just like you said, set up those double moves.
Those slants,
and here's
yeah.
a guy that's going to play a huge role from the sidelines. It's Teddy Bridgewater. Because Bridgewater as a quarterback can sit there and watch Avante Maddox and say, Drew, he's ready now. He's starting to come up on those slants to Michael Thomas.
Here's the other thing. One thing that we did see, and again, I go back to the game plans and the games that the Saints won, ugly or, you know, not forcing the ball. Drew took what the Ravens gave him. Drew took what the Vikings
exactly.
gave him. If you're going to give us the 5-yard slants, they'll
take
do it.
Them.
And the Saints will have no problem with a 10, 11, 12 play touchdown or field goal drive. I really honestly believe that. So I think you're going to see that, and that will be key. We've been talking about, of course, the other games, who you like. I still kind of going Mahomes, you like Colts. Tim on Twitter says at GCAT_17, of the 32 current starting quarterbacks, 23 have played in the playoffs. In their first starts, those quarterbacks are 3-19-1 against the spread. In the first start, Mahomes making his first playoff start this week.
I agree.
Look, I hear you. I hear all of that. And then I've seen him play this year. Like, the athleticism that he has and the ability to make a play is, I think, a huge thing. I mean, if we're going to sit there and say Kamara is a matchup issue, right? Mahomes is a matchup. You can almost have him sacked. You can almost kind of corner them in. The guy's arm and legs can elude it and make a play that you have stopped. The secondary has covered. The pressure is on him, and he can spin out of something. Somebody, whoop, sneaks out or gets loose, and it's a first down on a third and long. The guy has the athleticism, I think, that could make a difference in that game.
But a simple game plan, which I expect the Colts to do, mm-hmm. is instead of trying to get Mahomes and sack him, just form that U around him and keep him in the pocket.
Right.
Once he has to stand in that pocket.
But he has an arm enough to be able to do it. But you're saying
you're right.
now force him to
but
sort of.
But you're right. When has he gotten those huge plays? When he's gotten outside of the pocket, forced the corners to cover for more than 7 seconds.
They did that to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You know,
keep him in the pocket. Don't try to sack him. Keep him in the pocket. Make him throw from the pocket. Eventually, we'll pick him and make the mistake. I think the Colt defense is good enough to get some to do some damage to him.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Looking for an offensive player and a defensive player that you think needs to have a key game for the Saints to win. And looking for scores as well. Eric on Twitter says 31-17. Saints, Mark Ingram and Marcus Davenport as players that will have big impacts in the game. You know, Marcus Davenport's an interesting component in this here as well. Alex Okafor has been getting most of that playing time, obviously, over there. Davenport this week was asked about what, you know, he needs to try to do and kind of get better. And some of the things, can he tell the difference? What do you take out of that first meeting? He had this to say.
It doesn't matter. It's a new game, and it's basically a new team. You know, I think as the season goes on, everybody changes. So we're just going to see what happens.
As to where he thinks he has been at so far with his level of play?
You know, I think that there was ups and downs. But, you know, I'm trying to not get back to where I was. I'm trying to, you know, surpass. And, you know, the injuries and all that stuff, it happens, you know. But I'm just trying to be more consistent in my play.
When he got injured middle of the season, you started kind of seeing him make those plays.
He was coming on.
I keep going back to Brian Baldinger put up some video. It was after the Tampa game. It wasn't a sack. But it was Davenport on the left side, where Cam Jordan normally is, taking up three Buccaneers. He took up three Buccaneers and stopped the running back at the line of scrimmage. If Davenport can do things like that, because look,
game
that
over.
Dude's freakishly quick. What was it, the Giants game?
Yes.
We went and grabbed somebody or something of that nature on the outside. Because, you know, Sproles is going to be somebody going to try to go to and run the football. If that guy can just help in the run game or screen game because of his athleticism, you know what I'm getting at?
Absolutely.
That could be a big old thing that's determining.
It's rule 101 of football. If you get pressure with your front four on the quarterback, you win the game. I think Davenport, I think that whole defensive line is going to be a key issue in this game. Can they get pressure on the Eagles? Because the guy from the Philadelphia offense that scares me that nobody's really talking about is Dallas Goedert. Because he's come on. Zach Ertz is probably one of the best tight ends in the NFL. And when you throw another pass-catching tight end in Dallas Goedert, who can go on the field with Ertz at the same time, I think a key player for the Saints defense, a guy that has to have a huge game, is Alex Anzalone. Because you're seeing why Dennis Allen and the Saints defense has wanted their linebackers to be interchangeable. Because now you've got DeMario Davis, who can match up against Zach Ertz. He can guard him one-on-one. And now Dallas Goedert can be guarded by Anzalone one-on-one with his athleticism. So I think the linebackers, along with the front four, this whole defense is going to have to play lights out, because I think Philadelphia does have the ability to put points on the board. That's why I think this might be a little bit higher scoring game.
Well, Jordan the intern doing, you know, his work, his homework, and he found the Madden simulation of the game.
I watched this last night.
From EA Sports.
Are we on the cover?
Jordan, third quarter.
1:52 left to go in
the third
quarter. Third
quarter, what is the score?
14 Eagles, 9 Saints.
14-9. It was 14-3 at halftime.
And this is the Madden simulation.
This is the Madden simulation. 14-3 at halftime.
Well, let's skip ahead a little bit.
Let's skip ahead to the fourth quarter. What do we got?
1:30 left to play in the fourth.
Okay.
21-18 Eagles.
How much time left?
1:30 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Who's got the ball?
We do. Saints marching down the field.
Where?
Ball on the 25-yard line.
Eagles still with the lead, huh?
21-18.
Okay.
Drew Brees just threw a 25-yard pass into the end zone.
And it's caught.
Yeah.
By who?
By Austin Carr. Now it's 21-24. Mm-hmm. Saints.
Mm-hmm. How much time left?
1:23.
Listen, it's a video game.
Foles has the ball on the 50-yard line.
Okay.
Already kicked off.
Okay.
I'm skimming ahead a little bit. 46 seconds left.
46 seconds left. What happens?
Clock's ticking.
They're down four, right? 25.
Right.
Oh, that's a spin move. Down at the 40. Saints fans a little nervous.
Is Brett Favre on the
field? Hurry up offense.
Hurry up offense.
I don't know what the Eagles are doing. They still have three timeouts with 30 seconds left to go, and they didn't
call
a timeout.
This guy's criticizing the coaching already. Didn't call a timeout.
They're marching down the field. Another 10-yard pickup.
They're at the 30.
Where's Favre when you need him?
Peterson finally calls the first timeout of the half.
Okay.
24 seconds left in the game.
Right. That's the score again, 25-21 Saints. So 24, they need a touchdown,
21.
Right? They need a touchdown.
21-25. We made
the field goal. Oh, it's 25. Okay. Extra point. Okay.
And then here, they show the commentary real quick. Skip ahead.
All right. And what happens here?
Wait. We got to go back a little bit. We got to hype the suspense.
Yeah, exactly. Feel free at any second. Just tell us to play.
Where's Brett Favre when you need
him? All right. Wait. No, here it comes. Here it comes. Eagles lining up at the ball.
Okay. This is awesome commentary, by the way. I'm waiting for it to happen. Describe what you see.
Foles steps back in the pocket. Oh, intercepted. I don't know by who, though. Doesn't really see it that well.
Brett Favre.
Oh, it's Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore
with the interception, huh?
Intercepts it with 17 seconds left. Saints have the ball on the 24-yard line.
There you go. Well, good job there.
So the Saints win. That's my score. So I'm going with 25-21
Saints. You're
going with
25-21 because of Madden.
Yep.
And an interception. Jay, it would be what I told you, though. You're like, remember 2 weeks ago when you were predicting doom and gloom, you were saying
do not rely on the turnovers to win a game.
That's what you kept saying.
I will be very uneasy in that situation.
What did I tell you, though? The Saints defense has proven that they can get a turnover when they need to late. They've done it. It would not shock me if that's what happened. But I'll tell you this. If it takes an interception at the 7-yard line of the Saints for them to seal the game, there will be a lot of nervous and sweaty palms
you think?
In the dome. That is for sure. Wait,
since that wouldn't surprise you, would it surprise you that same scenario where Foles throws the ball, it tips off a lot of Moore's hands right into an Eagle? Because they've been finding ways to win too, Gus.
Did you just hear that? You see what I'm talking about?
I'm just using your logic, Gus. I'm just using your logic because you wouldn't be surprised if the Saints got the turnover. I'm saying the Eagles are finding ways to win games.
Unbelievable.
Would you be surprised at that?
So are the Saints.
Gus? Saints.
The Saints
found
are finding
a way
to
win games.
So are the Eagles. So it's different logic. You just throw that logic out the window because it doesn't suit my argument.
Next question. Why Eagles fly, Hargrave. Lee, thanks
there you
for calling
go. Way
the
to twist
hangover.
Those words around.
What do you have, Lee?
Okay. You guys know I'm a faithful listener. I listen every day. Mm-hmm. For the last 3 weeks, we had to listen to Jay Hargrave. Doom and gloom, Gus. Everybody, if you listen to Jay, everybody that's in the playoffs got a chance to beat the Saints, except the Saints. If you're trying to deny it, we all heard it. So, Gus can run back the archive of the show. Jay, you were giving everybody a chance to come in here and knock us off.
Everybody.
Like, okay, I never gave Dallas a chance.
We got to play somebody, and my thing was, so everybody got a chance. Jay, let me ask you a question objectively, because I know you're a football guy, and I know you're a good guy, and I know you know your stuff, because you wouldn't be on every Friday if you did. So my question to you would be, do you think that the Saints will not be prepared to play this game coming up? Or any game in the playoffs, do you think that Sean Payton coach football team would not be ready to play?
I agree with you 100%. The Saints will be ready to play, but let me ask you a question, Lee. In exactly the same question, do you think the Eagles won't be ready to play under Doug Peterson?
They could be ready to play, but they don't have the talent. If everything else is equal, the talent going to win out. Saints have more talent.
I agree with you completely.
From top to bottom, the Saints have more talent. You can have all the one-two you want to, but at the bottom line, if you're not a stud, you can't run a quarter horse against a stud and expect to win. You can't run a quarter horse against a thoroughbred, man. It just can't happen. I'm telling you, if the Saints are ready to play this game, I don't see the Eagles or nobody else left in the playoffs being able to come into the Superdome and beat this team. I just don't see it happening. The only way the Saints don't make it to the Super Bowl is if the Saints squander their opportunity. Nobody else is going to come in here and beat them. It's just that simple. If they're on their game, they can't lose. If they're on their game, they cannot lose. Drew Brees is a machine in that Superdome. He's a machine.
Lee, I agree with you 100% that the Saints would have to squander this away in order for them not to make it to the Super Bowl. But when all of the fans are talking about we're going to the Super Bowl, that's a dangerous situation because the players hear that.
All right, on that note, here we go. Cued it up just for you, Jay. There it is. Jay, fly, eagle, fly, Hargrave. He's back. Started the show, he tried to convince us.
Told y'all to be careful, like the Eagles were a dangerous team.
He tried to convince us he was Hoot at Hargrave. I knew what he was up to. The fear of Nick Foles, the great, is back. Here we go.
Who won the Super Bowl? Who's the most recent Super Bowl winning quarterback in the NFL right now?
Nick Foles, no doubt.
There you go.
It's Nick Foles, but hey, you know what? All that aside, they still have to come in here and face that, deal with that Superdome. And I'm telling you, man, I don't envy any team that's got to come in here and play the Hoodats right now, bro.
Didn't Favre and the Vikings wear earplugs?
Yes.
I remember they wore earplugs.
And you're right. Nick Foles has never seen anything that he's in the playoffs that he's about to see this coming Sunday.
He played the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You haven't been in a closed stadium with the Saints fans screaming like that. He never every game he played was in
Jay,
Philly.
He's been in the Super Bowl.
You know how you can get
right.
It? Yeah, but you know,
did you play in a hostile environment in the Super Bowl?
But if they start playing well, the hostile environment is quiet.
If they play well, how do you change plays when you just played Reggie Bush screaming at the top of the line? Who's pulling for the Eagles now? All of a sudden,
I don't understand what you're getting at.
Teams have come in here this year.
You don't listen
Tampa
to people.
Bay Bucks.
What did Lee just say? What Nick Foles is going to be facing this Sunday?
Fitzmagic
did
it.
Talking about
Fitzmagic did it.
Maybe pay attention to what people are saying, Gus.
Fitzmagic didn't get bothered at all by the dome, did he?
No.
Hall of Fame game.
This
is the first game of the year. It wasn't a playoff game, Gus.
Didn't matter. Sean Payton on NFL Live. Let's see what he had to say. We'll hear from the Eagles players next. I've been teasing it. Let's actually hear what Jenkins, what Ertz.
Why?
What
you're not
going
to listen to him. You're going
to
say what you want.
Jay's back to being who dat Hargrave.
Lee like had a good
like
call
a
and you ruined it for the man.
Like a pendulum back and forth. You don't know who you're pulling for.
Oh, I know who I'm pulling for.
Sports
you just don't hear it.
Continues next live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Mardi Gras time, and Joe's Septic Contractors would like to let everyone know that there is still time to call in your orders for portable toilets and hand wash stations. You can order 2, 3, 6, 10, and 18 stall restroom trailers from everyone at Joe's Septic Contractors. Have a happy and safe Mardi Gras. Call 985-632-5592 or visit joesseptic.com.
No way. Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Home IQ from Vision Communications is smarter security and home automation. From your smartphone, tablet, or PC, activate and monitor your security system, lock and unlock your doors, view and record video, control your thermostat and lights, all on one easy-to-use app and website. With Vision's Home IQ, home is where your handheld is. Visit viscom.net/homeIQ to learn more. Louisiana license F1256.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Running back Mark Ingram on what it'll be like on Sunday.
I think the first game was just the first game. I don't think you can take much from it. I'm sure they're going to switch a lot of things up. They've been playing better as a unit, better as a team. And, you know, we're just focused on what we have to do to prepare this week to get our game plan down and to be able to have success Sunday when these guys come to town.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, Alvin Kamara. I keep thinking, look, that bye week really helped him. Honestly believe so. He was dealing with a little something. And just there were some games, a stretch there, just didn't look like himself. You know, they didn't seem quick when breaking a lot of tackles. Kind of saw a little bit more of that against Pittsburgh. He was asked if the bye week helped.
Feel better, you know, because, I mean, it's a long season. That's the thing about the NFL. It's a race to, you know, be 100% every week. So that's one thing, just getting back physically. And then, you know, self-scout, we did a lot of cleaning up last week just on the small details and things like that. So some of the things you forget you know, or don't focus as much on throughout the year as the year goes on. You know, you get to kind of tune in on. So just little things like tracks and with runs and routes and, you know, maybe pass protection, things that, you know, kind of got sloppy throughout the year, get a chance to clean that up. So definitely cleaned up a couple of things and, you know, ready.
One of the things that was interesting yesterday, and you could expect this, I mean, right? I mean, I think people made more of a bigger deal than it needed to be when at the beginning of the season, you know, Alvin Kamara said if we would have faced the Eagles, we would have beat them. You know,
I agree with him.
Go into it. You know, the media brought that back before the Week 11 matchup. You have Malcolm Jenkins with the finger. Deshaun Payton felt disrespected that they were going after him, what have you. And you knew it was coming. Right off the top, Alvin Kamara. Here comes the hook. Watch out, Alvin. Don't take the bait.
Feel better, you know, because, I mean, it's a long.
And to give you an idea of where it was, here it is. Here, don't take the bait.
You're looking forward to this game more than anybody?
Why would I be?
Just given what was said last year?
No. We already played them.
This isn't a different level, though?
It's playoffs. Yeah, it's playoffs. It's a different game. So, you know, definitely looking forward to it. It's the second season, so, you know, we're excited, working hard.
Oh, that Philly reporter was trying. He was trying.
Trying to bait him.
Couple questions go by. Tries again.
Have you guys been, since that Minnesota shocker, this is, you've been working all year?
It's been a whole new season, yeah.
Working to get back to this point.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Eagles players use what was said as motivation?
I don't care. I'm in the Saints locker room.
I mean, it motivated you, though, obviously, last year, right?
What?
Not getting to play the Eagles, and, I mean, now you get a chance to be able to play them in the postseason, right?
Yeah.
Is it still motivation for you?
I'm in the playoffs. I'm enjoying my teammates, enjoying the preparation. I'm ready to play.
The very beginning of that by Jacques Doucet was the one talking about the Minnesota game instead. Then the Eagles reporter came back in. So, yeah, there it is.
And he tried to make it painful for that guy. He really did. And I thought he was pretty successful at making it painful because that reporter, I mean, it was like they were trying to get more bulletin board material. And I don't know if Kamara's was schooled by somebody on how to handle those questions.
Perfect. He did it
but
perfect.
He did. He did it perfect
he
because
it
he made it.
Perfect.
He made it extremely uncomfortable.
No, it was perfect. Well, no, he's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Again, whatever it is, and Robert Meacham yesterday on the show touched on it, the Jenkins play, because, you know, Seth Joyner yesterday said, that was a play to try to get something on Jenkins. And Meacham said it. Meacham said, oh, no, that's something personal between, you know, that was Sean saying, yeah, this is why we moved you to safety. This was a little cat and mouse game. This isn't the first time this season. Remember, Washington also said it. The Rams defensive back said that Sean was talking smack to him. So Peyton during the game is absolutely playing games with the opponents there as well. Right, the skull champ. So Sean's all in on this. So, no, look, I hear you, but it was interesting to hear Meacham go, oh, that absolutely was a you-know-what to Malcolm Jenkins.
That's smart coaching.
Yeah.
You're setting up plays, and when you get in under a guy's skin, guess what a guy's going to try to do? You don't think he's going to say something to Avante Maddox if he's got a chance to after he's thrown him maybe three or four slants right to set up that double move? Then Maddox, oh, I'm going to show coach. I'm going to jump this route and pick this. This is going to be a pick six for us. All of a sudden, Michael Thomas is standing in the end zone with a ball that just went over your head.
Yep.
That's just smart coaching by Sean Payton.
A couple more scores coming in. Brian on Twitter says at ESPN Radio NOLA, Saints win 28-24. Saints versus Chargers in Atlanta. Edward at GCAT_17. Never knew the defending Super Bowl champions could still be an underdog. They, the team everyone wants to beat, 31-17 Saints. Santos Garcia on Twitter at GCAT_17. Saints 38-10. First quarter race. He says Rams, it's got to be Eagles. Go up 7-0, then we take over. Key offensive player Breeze being smart with the ball, not forcing it. I told
Valid
Jordan
point.
Today, we were talking on the phone while you were driving in, and I said, dude, no screen pass interceptions. You cannot have pick sixes or turnovers on the opening drive where it's just you go, what are you doing? That can't happen. The Saints almost have to get out of the first quarter without hurting themselves, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Right? You want to make this game more than even Stevens, spot them 10 points. Whether it's a turnover or, you know, something of that nature. You can't do that. Like, take the sack, man. I'm just saying because that I never was scared seeing Breeze throw screen passes, and this year he's thrown like two interceptions on screen passes. You know, it's like, take the sack.
You don't have to look past Monday night to right. see what happens when you let an underdog in with a pick six.
Yeah.
And look how that game changed on a pick six.
Absolutely.
In the national championship.
Bama came out, got a three and out. They were driving the ball, and then the pick six happened. You know, so.
And Clemson got confident.
He says defensive player, just the whole D-line. Help from Eli getting a pick as well. Then he goes, who dat? Eric. Taysom Hill or Drew Brees on offense will have a passing TD or receiving TD and a rushing TD. Bold prediction is what he thinks is going to happen there. Jordy, intern, you're predicting Drew Brees catches a touchdown pass this game.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a three quarterback set.
I mean, they're not going to throw to Drew Brees with Taysom Hill at quarterback or Teddy Bridgewater.
We saw it earlier in the season.
Outside the 10-yard line. You're not risking Brees getting hit and having to run 30 yards.
Yeah, once he runs downfield, it's dangerous.
Inside the 10-yard line. There's an opportunity he catches in the end zone for a pass or something, but there's no way they're doing it like at the 25-yard line or something like that.
I understand where you're going with it, but I'm a little skeptical that you would hang Drew out because once he makes a move, then he's fair game and they can chuck him. And I don't think you want to put him in that position.
Which is why I'm saying it's going to be
I could see Bridgewater catching a touchdown pass.
No, but that's why I said you have the three quarterbacks
right.
out there.
I could see Bridgewater catching something from Hill.
Okay. All right. CJ, Eagles 23, Saints 29 in a six-point game there as well.
I still think the key guy on the offense is Mark Ingram. I want to see the Saints come out, and if they run the football, those safeties have to walk up into the box. If you get those safeties in the box, then Avante Maddox right. and all those beat-up cornerbacks are by themselves, and that's where you got them.
I think the biggest aspect, too, of Mark Ingram and what he can do more than anything is he can provide that attitude from the get-go of physicality, okay?
He was running angry against Pittsburgh.
Looking at it, if I'm Philly, what do I got to do to come in here Sunday? I got to take the fight to the Saints.
Yep.
Right? I got to take the crowd out the game. I got to take the fight to the Saints. And in specifics, I got to test this O-line. I'm going to get beat by – okay, so my secondary stinks. I can't solve that in a week. I can't solve it.
No, you can't. Okay? It is what it is.
I'm thin, and they can either cover or they can't. So if we're going to do it, then we're going to do it with Drew taking a shot. And I'm blitzing until my guys come to me and say I'm out of breath. And then I'm going to give them a break for one play. And then I'm blitzing on the next play. I'm going to do what Clemson did. Just bring the noise. I mean, just if I'm going to get beat. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I got throttled 48-7. I mean, if I'm, you know, short, I'm like, now I'll mix it up, right? Left, right, right, left, middle, where the blitzes are coming. I'm crowding the line. But I'm going to test this O-line. That hit, they're nicked up. So I'm coming at them with everything I can. And if anything, I have to make Drew make a decision and maybe settle for some passes down low. Maybe I blitz with my defensive backs playing off a bit, right? To give me a little more time instead of playing man and blitz.
Right.
Or press and blitz. So you can blitz and still maybe provide some coverage, but I'm absolutely testing Armstead. I'm absolutely testing Pete's hand. I'm testing all of that, which is to your point. If a team's going to come here and be aggressive like that, you got to run the football right in their teeth. Because if that happens, then you only have two or three guys in the middle. And you can break out some big runs.
That's when you get those 13, 15-yard runs, right? Or maybe even bigger than that.
Which is why I think it's going to be – you'll know. You'll know immediately. In the years that Sean Payton's been here, you will know if they're going to feature the run or not. First drive, you just know. If it's, you know, Breeze in the gun and just they're airing it, you know. So I would like to see some way, shape, or form establishing the run in that first quarter. I really honestly, I think it'll help in the back end.
All right, Sunday, 3:45, they flip the coin. Yeah. Eagles miss the call. Saints, right. You win the toss. You taking the ball?
I take the ball, absolutely.
I would too.
I take the ball. Now, I get it, you know, going on defense, I take the ball. If I can get seven.
I agree.
I take the ball.
Come out and set the tone of the game.
Because then you're up 7-0 with the crowd going, or even 3. I take the ball.
I agree.
I do.
If the Eagles get the ball, onside kick, start the game. Calling it.
Oh,
wow.
Jay likes it.
That's an interesting call.
That is water over there, right? Onside kick.
Yeah,
huh?
But you got the crowd going nuts, Gus. That's not a bad idea by the intern.
not expecting it at all.
For the Eagles to kick an onside kick?
Why not?
No, no, for the Saints. If the Saints,
you want the Saints to kick an onside kick?
Oh, I thought you were saying the Eagles to do an onside kick.
You do know in the NFL you can't run anymore, right? So they don't have a head start. You got to kick it. Really?
They won't know what's coming. Give me the onside kick.
I thought you were saying the Eagles with the crowd going crazy.
Either side
could
do it.
It's time to take a break. Sports Hangover continues next from 132 Royal Street.
You didn't hear anything we said anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Kitchen and Tap. Onside kick. Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans. The heat is on.
The heat is on. Sign up for the South LaPouche Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp Saturday, January 19th, hosted by head coach Andrew Revalier, assistant coaches Chandler Guidraz, Corey Helmer, and Brian Shassaw, and assisted by the South LaPouche Tarpon Baseball Team. Open to ages 5 through 14. That's South LaPouche Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp January 19th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the La Rose Regional Park. Registration begins at 8 a.m., $60 per player. Bring your glove, bat, cleats, and hat. For more information, contact Coach Revalier at sltarponbaseball@gmail.com.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Going to get to James here in a quick second, but I wanted to do this in hour number one. I texted to Brian this morning and also to Jordan, and I meant to send it to you as well. Back on December 22nd, Sergeant Trey Troney of the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division, was on the interstate, saw a traffic accident on Interstate 20 near Sweetwater, Texas, back on December 22nd. Long story short, he was traveling, making his way home to Raleigh, Mississippi from Fort Bliss, Texas, holiday break, when he happened upon a crashed truck on the side of the highway in Sweetwater. This is according to the release from the Army. This is the ArmyTimes.com. Deuce Windham tweeted this morning. I've retweeted it. Everyone's now tweeting it at the Saints. You'll see why. He found Jeff Udger slumped over the steering wheel. So with two other men who had also stopped to help, he pried the driver's door open. Then the 20-year-old non-commissioned officer got to work. He said he was in a pair of jogging pants and a T-shirt on the side of a highway, and somebody's life depended on me, slightly knowing a little bit. He's in emergency medical care. He went to work. What he did was he pulled off his own Salute to Service New Orleans Saints hooded sweatshirt, wrapped it around the injured driver's head, but he was still bleeding. Long story short, he had a collapsed lung. So back in his Jeep, he had some first aid supplies left over from the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division's recent rotation in the National Training Center, Fort Irwin, California. But the chest decompression needle in this kit wasn't long enough. Dude goes and grabs a big pen, wiggles the pen through the hole between the ribs, saves the guy's life using a Saints hooded sweatshirt and a pen.
That's incredible.
So that happened December 22nd. A lot of people have tweeted this at the Saints to
hook him up with a sweatshirt. I would have him talk to the team on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Because what he said is, he said, he's like, look, he said, quote, we train over and over. It's like muscle memory. Not to sound biased, but at 2-3, his division there, they're some of the best combat medics I've ever met. We were talking about it. Robert Meacham yesterday on the show said, you have to treat this game. You have to go about your routine just like you've done the previous 16 games, 17 weeks. You have to just go about your business. I'd have this gentleman talk to the team on Saturday to say, hey, look, I can save a guy's life by just doing what I've been taught to do. Just go out there and do the same thing. But, man, got to give kudos to him. I mean, unbelievable, saving a guy's life with a Saints sweatshirt.
Basically what I have on me right now and what's in my hand.
And I would not trust you to save my life at all. James, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, man, first off, that was a good day to y'all, and that was a great, great story. And I can, based on my profession, that is true. It doesn't matter how long it takes, how long you've been out of the loop. Once you've practiced it and you've sealed it in, it becomes muscle memory. You just jump out and you just get in there and you do it. So that's a great point. I'd love to hear that guy talk.
Yep.
To the team. My question for you guys is, the Dallas game, it raised some questions for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a copycat league. In your opinion and what you heard from the team, have we fixed or have we solved the riddle of Dallas, being that it's a copycat team, copycat league? Will it come back harder? Well, and I'm gonna hang up and listen.
Okay, man. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend and enjoy the game on Sunday. I would say you saw Tampa, Carolina kind of try to do certain things, but you have to have the personnel.
Exactly.
Okay. For starters, you have to have ridiculous linebackers like they have. They have young athletic linebackers like the Cowboys had. Carolina probably did that game plan. Right, Thomas Davis and Kuechly were ridiculous in that game. Remember, they both had double-digit tackles, so it was very similar to that. They did that, and it was a low-scoring game. Saints found a way to win there at the end, but it was very similar to that Dallas game. That defense did this sort of that. So, to your point, James, I think teams do that. You have to have the personnel. So, like Monday, Clemson blows out Alabama. It's like the blueprint's there. I'm like, yeah, blueprint's there. You need the ingredients. You need a ridiculously talented freshman quarterback.
A great
line. You got to have a ridiculous offensive line and D-line who are NFL players. You need to have NFL receivers. You need to have DBs that played their butts off and probably some NFL guys there too. Now, you can say the SEC, everybody has that. But you need to have that all in conjunctive and out game plan Saban, which is what they did that night. Do the Eagles have the personnel and athleticism on defense that the Panthers have with the linebackers and the Cowboys have with the linebackers? They really won the secondary, and you got to go to that D-line there as well. So I hear you, James. I think they can solve it from this instant. They've seen it a couple of times, so they know what's coming if they see that. And I think at the end of the day, you can solve it by just having a better game plan.
Look.
And running the football.
You're 100% right. The reason Dallas was able to do what they did was their front four controlled our running game and got us in second and long. Philly doesn't have the front four that can control the running game. By having your front four control the running game, the linebackers are free. They're free to run and do whatever they want. And they were able to play the pass.
Right.
Philly can't do that, but James is right. It's a copycat league, and where it's going to come back to haunt Philly is Philly's been able to hide those the deficiencies in their secondary. Chicago has exposed it, and now they can't do it with scheme. They can't do it with smoke and mirror. Now their corners have to go out and perform against a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that's why, yes, one game did change my opinion. The Bears exposed the Eagles secondary, and I think Drew's going to be able to take advantage of it on Sunday, and that's going to be the difference.
800-998-1003, if you'd like to chime in and give us your opinion here as well. Here at Deuce McAllister's Old State Kitchen and Tap, I got no problem taking the headset off of Jordan the intern if you'd like
you
to give your
comment. Shirt off his back.
Well, according to Jordan, his sweatshirt alone can save people's lives. You are no medic.
He heard what he wanted to hear, Jordan.
You're no medic. When he brandished the pen and he said, look, use my, no, that just scared me. Just poor Carver.
fatherless if it was up to you. Here at Old St. Joe, and then we'll get to T-Bone next. Gentleman wearing the collared shirt there you got going on. What's your name, man?
David.
Hey, David, how you doing? Thanks for stopping by.
Not a problem.
Go ahead.
I listen to the show all the time, so glad to be on it.
Appreciate it, man. Well, since you're on it, what do you think on Sunday, man? Give me an offensive and defensive player you think need to have a good game.
I think with the way the Saints offense is set up, I think a lot of people are going to be keen on Thomas and Kamara, and we're going to be looking more at Watson. I think Watson's going to have one of these games where a lot of people are not going to be expecting it.
That's interesting.
I also think Sean Payton kind of towards the end of the year held back some stuff because I started seeing a lot of the same plays. I watch a lot of the game film over and over, and I see a lot of the same plays towards the end of the year. The last game of the season, that was game four of preseason all the way. Base defense, 20-play offense. That's it. I think on defense, I think Anzalone's going to wind up having one of those unique games. I think that he is going to be matched up a little bit more with Sproles because Sproles wasn't in the last game. But he, of the linebackers, he's the only one I think who really run with Sproles a little bit.
Okay.
I think you're going to see a lot of Eli Apple with over-the-top help with Williams. But I think they're going to switch it up a little bit and put Bell a little bit over there and kind of change their coverage a little. I noticed in the last game they did play a lot of cover three and shut down Alshon Jeffries. Now they have Golden Tate. Who's on Tate? Who's on Jeffries? That's going to be key to me.
Good point.
So
Tate's had a lot of success against the Saints. Give me a score.
31-28 Saints.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got a nail biter.
8-point game and a nail biter.
Are we relying on a field goal to win this game from us, or are we going to be holding the lead and the Eagles
I think we're going to be holding the lead and the Eagles are going to score late.
Okay.
I really have a feeling that the defense is going to take it up a notch in the first half, and then at the end of the game, the adjustments in the fourth quarter, the Eagles are going to score, but I think that the Saints are going to do it.
Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Dave, thank you as always, man. Appreciate you listening, and thanks for giving us your opinion.
Thank you.
Sounds good. T-Bone, what you got here on the Sports Hangover, man?
Hey, man, I like the Saints, but I'm a long-term Eagles fan, so I'm rooting for the Eagles. I live in New Orleans. Previous callers talking about how the Eagles' defensive line is not very good or not going to get it done. I mean, that's pretty wrong. I mean, Fletcher Cox is all pro, man. The only guy that might be better than him is Donald out in the Rams. I mean, he didn't have a great game the last game because the defensive tackle playing next to him was either Hector or Hester. They're rotating, and those guys are undrafted free agents, and they're horrible. You know, on Sunday, you've got Nagata back, who's a massive run stopper, and you've got Tim Jernigan, who was tremendous last year, finally coming back from back issues. He played last week. So the defensive line of the Eagles was three good players all season, and now you have a fourth good player. I mean, the defensive ends are Brandon Graham, Michael Bennett, and Chris Long. I mean, to say that the defensive line of the Eagles is not strong is just kind of zany. I think it's, you know, I like to know how many defensive lines out there there are that are better. If you look at it, the advantage that the Saints have is that Drew Brees is an awesome quarterback, and you've got two amazing running backs, right? Mm-hmm. Our running backs cannot compare to what the Saints have. But that does not mean you will have a running game. Also, on the linebacker side, you have Jordan Hicks back, who's been on and off, hurt all year. He's finally back. You finally have all the Eagles linebackers back and healthy, which hasn't been the case. We've been playing, you know, rookies and sophomores and guys that have never seen playing time. So there's two of our front seven is going to be very different than what it was last game. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to run the ball, but if you look at it by position groups, I mean, our offensive line, probably better than your offensive line right now. Defensive lines, both very good. You probably have good linebackers. We have good linebackers. Your running back's way better. Your quarterback versus our quarterback is the greatest of all time versus a guy that's incredibly hot. Your secondary, way better than our secondary, except for your slot corner who's not good. Those are kind of the matchups, and if I was worried about something as an Eagles fan,
I'm tremendously worried about special teams because we have been bad. We went from 2 years ago being the best at special teams to being really bad because of the turnover and players and a lot of injuries. And I'm also really worried about our running backs and ball security. Wendell Smallwood, those guys have put, they've not lost possession, but they've been pretty sloppy with the ball. So if I was going to look for, you know, two things to really be concerned about, right, it'd be special teams and ball security by the Eagles running backs. I just think but I don't think our weakness is our defensive line. It's our strength, okay, man.
T-Bone, that is a great phone call.
Great
That's
call,
a
man.
Ton of analysis there. Good job. Appreciate it. Trey, we'll get to you right out of this break on the Sports Hangover.
And when my heating and cooling system needs repair, you know I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they're going to get the job done right. You couple that with 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and as you can see, you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day service on your heating and cooling systems, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Deciding when and how to retire is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. Do you take a lump sum? Do you have to pay taxes on this money? How do you invest during retirement to make sure you don't outlive your income? What health insurance plans are available? With such an overwhelming number of questions, the most important decision you can make is to seek the advice of a trusted, qualified advisor. Chris Godet has served the area for over 12 years and has the expertise to work with you to find the right solutions. Give Chris Godet a call at 632-6049.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Josh Kazit's team putting out this stat. The last four meetings against Jim Schwartz, the Eagles defensive coordinator, Saints 45, Lions 27 in 2009. Saints 31, Lions 17 in 2011. Saints 45, Lions 28, the 2012 playoffs. And Saints 48, Eagles 7, back in week number 11. To the phone lines we go. One angry midget, you're on deck. Trey, you're up now. Go.
Hey, you Gus. I just think we need a heavy dose of running.
Okay.
Get Mark Ingram in. I think DeMario Davis is going to have a wonderful game. Davis is going to have a wonderful game.
Okay, so Ingram and Davis. Give me a score.
35-17.
35-17, Santos. Thank you, Trey. Yes. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for the phone call. One angry midget got about a minute and a half before the top of the hour. Go.
How's it going, Gus?
Doing well.
So really what this game is going to boil down to is it's our offensive line against their defensive line and their defensive line against our offensive line. A previous caller said that the Eagles have a better line on the offensive side of the ball, and that's ridiculous. You have two all-pro tackles, you have a borderline all-pro guard, and you have a borderline all-pro center. Our advantage is at the offensive line. Defensive backs can only cover for so long. So really what it comes down to, no matter who your DBs are, is how long you can protect the quarterback. And I'm going to take our offensive line with our quarterback every day versus Foles in their offensive line. That's all I got.
It is. One angry midget.
Solid. I agree with him. I think our offensive line, I think that's what the caller from T-Bone missed, is that our offensive line, some were calling the best in the game, you know, earlier in the season.
So NFL Network, it won't play this coming up next hour here. I thought it was interesting. In a good way, I guess. You know, they went, you know, quarterback, running backs, receivers, defense, you know, who has the advantage. Quarterback, they gave it to the Saints. Yep. Running backs gave it to the Saints. Yep. Wide receiver, tight ends, fly Eagles fly. Coaching, they have question marks. Who do you think's the better coach, Sean Payton, Doug Peterson?
That's tough. They both have a Super Bowl, but Peterson's had less tries. I think Peterson and Sean Payton are really close. I think they're both, man,
they
that's
both
a
think
tough,
out the box.
That's
they,
a
look,
tough call.
Trick plays and all that. I mean, I'll say
I think
this.
You got to give Sean the advantage because he's been,
right.
But
Sean's emotional.
He's had some 7-9 seasons.
Sean's
in there.
Emotional. Sometimes he gets away from the run.
That's
it's
a
an
tough
interesting
call.
Question because immediately you want to go, Sean.
That's a tough call, man.
But he is undefeated in the playoffs here at home. Hour 3 coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.